progressive jazz that seems to be influenced by A Course in Miracles. A Course in Miracles is New Age Christianity. It was a channeled text that was published in 1978 by Helen Schuckman, who was a school teacher and had a series of visions and began speaking to Jesus Christ personally, and he dictated A Course in Miracles to her. This all happened, I think, in the mid-1960s. It's basically like non-dualism disguised as Christianity, or maybe it's Christianity disguised as non-dualism, not really sure. This became a big thing in the 90s. All of a sudden, everyone started going back to A Course in Miracles because our good friend Marianne Williamson went on Oprah and said, this is the book, this is what you need to study, this is what everybody needs to know in order to live a fulfilling life. And it seems to have informed a whole new series of recordings, musical recordings. Most of it is pretty bad. I'm actually kind of digging this one record by Simon Millard, or Millard. Fairy Tales and Lessons in Fairy Tales seems to be all influenced by A Course in Miracles. I'm going to play now Lesson 39, My Holiness is My Salvation, and if we have time, maybe we'll play another track from that, from Simon Millard. You are listening to the Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you.
I heard a bird sing this morning in a great big empty lot, but the song he sang just made me feel oh so blue. What's the good of pretending that I'm happy when I'm not? Guess I'm nothing but a dreamer that happiness forgot. I wanna meander in the meadow, see the sunbeams kissing the dew. I wanna meander in the meadow with the birds and flowers I knew. All I can remember in the meadow when my days were happy and free. Up at dawn, greet the sun, sing a song till my day was done. I wanna meet someone in the meadow when the shadows start to fall. We used to meander in the meadow, it's the sweetest memory of all. I know if I had a million wishes, there'd be just one wish, and I'd say, I wanna meander in the meadow, be a kid for only a day. Oh, I wanna meander in the meadow with my little dog by my side. I want him to find me in the meadow every time I leave him and hide. All I can remember in the meadow when we found a nest full of bees. Oh, did they sting? I declare, they stung us here and they stung us there. Oh, happy I'd be to see an angel in a little garden that I knew. Somehow in my dreams it seems I'm near her, I can hear her calling you. Some people may think it's foolish, or let them think whatever they may. I wanna meander in the meadow, be a kid, a little kid, for only just one day.
Hello, it's Courtney. Who are you? Who the hell are you? I'm very displeased to meet you. But I'm glad you're out there listening. Well, that was Ruth Heading, and I want to meander in the meadow. We opened up the program with Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. I've been playing a lot of them lately. I really like the 70 RPM records. I have them all. I listen to them at home, of course. In the bunker and in the Pouting Shanty. I've got turntables in both places. I don't have one on the peeve porch or the sulking shed. They do not come with turntables. Well, anyways, I had a horrific accident last week. The top shelf of my 70 RPM library collapsed, and I suffered several hairline fractures on Joe Venuti, Ukulele Ike, and Ethel Waters. Platters. The whole week I've been dealing with my grief. Anyway, Lola Bell is back. She's the playlist coordinator and the comments forum moderator. Hello, Lola Bell. Dora Bell, her sister, Dora Bell Pancake, was commandeering the playlist last week. She did a fine job. Now, tomorrow, I have been asked, the station manager asked me to phone in. There's something called the Fuzzy Glove Hour. I don't know what that is. It's some show that's on Wednesday around this time. And he wants me to talk to a child tomorrow night. Her name is Lydia or something. It sounds like some kind of a setup. I don't trust the host of that show, Ken Friedman. most of his actions proceed from a pettifogging mind. And he's a purveyor of cockamamie conspiracy theories. You see, Ken is just paranoid. He doesn't have opinions. He only has suspicions. He's always afraid someone is going to come along and take the station away from him. And he'll no longer be the chief babysitter for the dozens of arrested adolescent DJs. Now, there are some people who consider Ken an unreconstructed Stalinist. And I'm not going that far. Yet. Anyway, as for the tomorrow night, this kid, Lydia, or Nadia, Natasha, I don't know what her name is. I've been told that this child loves guns and beer and steak and whiskey and cigars and drinking whiskey and smoking cigars and drinking beer and eating steak and smoking guns and firing cigars and drinking steak and smoking beer. Did somebody pour her a gun? Well, whatever. I can handle her. She's a silly kid. You know, I'll be on the phone. I'll be talking. And she'll probably, if I know her, like most kids, she'll be staring at her little portable phone. And she won't hear a word I say anyway. I'll utter something really profound, and she'll say, what? Did you say something? But she won't sound like that. I just sounded like an old lady. That's me. I do impersonations of old ladies. Anyway, this is Courtney, the old codger, on WFMU. Oh, coming up in the program later, we have big news. There's been a scandal about involving Gus Bodenheim and his accusations of inappropriate behavior towards some ladies. So anyway, Gus is going to make a public statement. Later on in the program, he's going to address these allegations. Coming up soon. Now back to the music.
Now every year about July, when summertime comes round, there's lots and lots of people at the seaside to be found. Some play golf or tennis, others like to take a rest. But here's the kind of exercise that I enjoy the best. When I go swimming with the women, here I do have a real good time. Bobbing up and down in the water, it comes just below me, Mason-Dixie line. To see them do their exercises, you wouldn't think that half of them were slimming. And when the girls stand up to sneeze, you can see their housemaids knees if you go swimming with the women. Now even when I am at home and working day to day, I always do look forward to my half day holiday. The people don't invite me out, they know my half day's mixed. I go out to the bath that day because the bathing's mixed. And I go swimming with the women, and I do have a real good time. I go bobbing up and down in the water with a pretty girl whose name is Adeline. You ought to see her latest bathing costume. It's nothing but a little bit of trimming. And what I took to be her face turned out to be a different place when I went swimming with the women. Gasping for his breath and shouted, what a lovely death to die while swimming with the women. Once I went swimming with the women, and I did feel a big soft thing. A woman went and fainted in the water, and where she disappeared it left a ring. So I jumped in with nearly all my clothes on and swam until my eyesight started dimming. And after fighting for my life, I found I'd gone and saved the wife. So I chuck swimming with the women. pistol packing, Papa. And when I walk down the street, you can hear those mamas shouting, don't turn your gun on me. Now, girls, I'm just a good guy, and I'm going to have my fun. And if you don't want to smell my smoke, don't monkey with my gun. Old lady, old lady, old lady. Like a hobo when he's hungry, like a drunk man when he's full, I'm a pistol packing, Papa. I know how to shoot the bull. The hold up men all know me, and they sure leave me be. I'm a pistol packing, Papa, and I ramble where I please. Old lady, old lady, old lady. When I have that funny feeling, that luring rambler's call, I swing aboard some freight train, and I shoot my pistol off. Sometimes one shot will do me. Sometimes takes four or five. Sometimes I shoot all around before I'm satisfied. When you hear my pistol popping, you better hide yourself someplace, 'cause I ain't made for stopping, and I come from a shooting race. Oldly, oldly, oldly. My sweetheart understands me. She says I'm her big shot. I'm her pistol packing daddy, and I know I've got the drop. You can hear my new sport roadster. You can take my hard-boiled hat, but you can never take from me my silver-mounted gat. I'm a pistol-packing, Papa. I'm going to have my fun. Just follow me and you will hear the barking of my gun. Dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee-o-dee-dee.
Poor little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better take care. Laughing at danger, virtue a stranger, better beware. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloon. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. You're only a baby, you're lonely, and maybe someday soon you'll know. The tears you are tasting are years you are wasting. Life's a bitter hole. With fate it's no use competing. Youth is so terribly fleeting. By dancing much faster, you're chancing disaster. Time alone will show. Poor little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better take care. Laughing at danger, virtue a stranger, better beware. the life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloons. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon.
That was Bix Beiderbecke and his gang. Bix was a great cornetist back in the 1920s, very influential. He died young, and he died of alcoholism, but he never took a legal drink in his life. He was too young when Prohibition was passed. So he was drinking, he wasn't of the right age, and then he died before Prohibition was repealed. So he never took a legal drink in his life. We heard Louisiana by Bix Beiderbecke and his gang. Noel Coward before that with Poor Little Rich Girl. Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, the pistol packing papa. And George Forby, swimming with the women. I'm Courtney, the old codger here. What is that? Must be a thunderstorm coming up. I'm here. Don't worry, I'm safe inside. I got a roof over my head, and it's not leaking. Yet. Look, we have a very serious issue to discuss here. We at the Old Codger Show have been engulfed with controversy this past week. behind the scenes. You wouldn't know about it because the newspapers are not covering it yet. Now, the controversy involves, you know, our announcer, the commercial announcer, Gus Bodenheim. Well, Gus Bodenheim, there's been these allegations of inappropriate behavior towards the chickies. So, you know, the ladies. So there's been calls for Gus to resign from his position as official commercial announcer for the Old Codger radio show. Now, so far, Gus has resisted these calls to resign. But, well, Gus does acknowledge his failings as a human being. So, you know, I talked to him about it, and he said he wanted to talk to the listeners directly and explain his position on these allegations. He described it. He said he was going to give a touching apology. So he pre-recorded this. This is Gus Bodenheim now explaining his these allegations about his supposedly inappropriate behavior towards the ladies.
Gus here. As previously stated, I've been girding my loins for battle. I was sure that I could lick this thing, but perhaps it's best I take a different tack. I have slipped up and called women hotcakes, honey buns, and referred to them as floozies, broads, sluts, and cheap courtesans. I meant these terms to be endearing, but women, with their ever-changing standards of propriety, found these expressions of affection dated and offensive. That's not what they told me, but okay. There are generational and cultural shifts that I just didn't fully appreciate, and I should have. If taking full responsibility for my actions is what's expected, then color me compliant. I have been too familiar with people. My sense of humor and my libidinal inclinations can be perceived as insensitive and off-putting. Women who view me this way may well be whores and strumpets in denial, but they too are human beings, people just like the rest of us. You see, we Bodenheims were raised to express warmth and friendship in ways that are, to some, untoward. We might run a finger down the spine of a grocery clerk, murmuring, "Hello, cutie." Our tongues sometimes venture into the mouths and ears of neighbors and hapless postal workers. Getting handsy is our way of saying, "I care." Well, this was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this. Believe me, I've evolved to the point where I understand there's nothing funny anymore about saying, "Just take it, baby. No one will believe you anyway." Humor has changed, and I must change along with it. So, mea maxima culpa. Happy? Meanwhile, I ain't going nowhere. I'm still on the Old Codger's payroll. Thank you. I remain Gus Bodenheim.
Well, I guess that settles the matter. Gus has spoken, and he has stated his position, and we're in no position to argue with Gus, because we need him around here as the commercial announcer. And, I mean, look, Gus is a very... What can I say about Gus? He's unusual. His behavior is very different from normal people. How's that? I remember Gus once told me that he beat a cripper with his own crutches. Now, according to Gus, the guy was asking for it. Now, the details of the story were lost on me, but since I wasn't there at the time of the incident, it's not for me to pass judgment. I do recall that Gus was smiling when he related this, this little vignette. Anyway, since Gus has not stepped down from his duties as a staff announcer on the Old Codger radio show, we'll be featuring him later on in the program to talk about a new sponsor for the Old Codger Radio Hour, because we shall continue to sell our time to merchants and businesses, to you, if you like, to who people who support top-quality broadcasting traditions that we uphold here at the Old Codger Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. So let's get back to the music, and we'll have a new sponsor delivered by Gus later on in the program. This is WFMU, and I am the Old Codger. Thank you.
of those skirts. There's not much to them, you see. All that down round your ankles and they're up to your knees. They're up round your hips when along comes a breeze. Oh, skates, I love those skates. They're big guns and should do me up. She didn't show hype as much as some girls I know. Oh, skirts, dresses, petticoats,
hey,
stop it,
hey,
you're a big attraction to me, oh.
There are fine piano stylings there of Fred Elizalde, and that was called the Siam Blues. Before that, Thomas Waller, you know him as Fats. Fats Waller with the Thomas Morris and his Hot Babies. Doing, he's gone away. Fats was playing the pipe organ there. The Los Cuatros Huasos did Vientecinco Limones. And we opened up that set with Slats Rander and his orchestra, and they're singing about skirts. Now, as I mentioned, Gus Bodenheim, he's not leaving the program. He's sticking around to do the commercial announcements that are so important to, because the Old Codger Show is brought to you by funding. Well, Gus Bodenheim now, right here, has a very important message for all the listeners of the Old Codger Radio Show, especially those who have dreams about entering the glamorous world of radio. I mean, there you are, sitting in your little room next to your radio, listening to the Old Codger Radio Show. But what if it was your voice that could be coming out of that little box? I think Gus has some advice for you.
Hello, I'm Gus Bodenheim. You know, it's no secret that amongst all the high-octane career choices available to today's go-getter, nothing, and I mean nothing, possesses the allure, glamour, and excitement of the fast-paced world of radio. But for most, it seems an unattainable dream. Could be. But consider the Old Codger Broadcasting Academy, helping you break into radio for over 60 years. But don't give up. If it takes another 60, damn it, you'll make it. The OCBA offers hands-on mentorship to those with no other marketable skills, with none other than Courtney himself sharing decades of arguable expertise and expert argumentativeness. For less money than you likely spend every week on booze, broadcasting's most beloved personality will share the secrets that have taken him to the very tip-top of his admittedly arcane market. Why, just listen as he shares priceless technical information.
You see, once these shows are broadcast, they must be listened to the one time that they are presented on the radio. After that, the radio signals, they drift into outer space.
Rare professionalism.
This is Courtney, the Old Codger here in WFMU. And you know what it's time for. Oh, almost. Oh, wait. No, not yet.
Real-time, on-the-spot broadcasting chops.
The common traits of W... Not me. Because I'm not common.
Smooth, clear enunciation that inspires a feeling of connectedness.
Bite me.
Ask yourself, what will it take to reach those heights? Talent? Determination? Professional skills? Forget it. It's never about your voice. It's about your attitude.
Bite me.
The Old Codger Broadcasting Academy. Why envy this old crank? Become one.
I need a puppet that sounds exactly like me.
Thank you.
that was at the J.H. Squire Celeste Octet and Baby's Sweetheart. And before that, the commercial new sponsor, the old Conjure Broadcasting Academy. Sign up. What do you got to lose? Come on. Anyway, look, you know what it's time for, of course. Now, I know, I'm going to say it, don't worry. And I'm going to say it in my own peculiar way. As you know, we've been ignoring the cease and desist orders from the attorney for Flip the Frogs, Major Motion Pictures. The cease and desist has ordered us, they served notice on us to stop airing the soundtracks from the Major Motion Pictures starring Flip the Frog. Well, our lawyer, Bud Wifferbat, he's not a great lawyer, but he's cheap. He's crafted a workaround. That's right, he's helping us get around the cease and desist order. Tonight, we are airing a soundtrack from a Major Motion Picture starring, now it's Flip the Frog with four G's. F-R-O-G-G-G-G. So it's not the same character. So we're not infringing anymore. So we got a soundtrack from, what is it? Chinaman's Chance, starring Flip the Frog. I don't know how to pronounce it, but anyway, there's four G's in Frog. So anyway, the cameos in tonight's Major Motion Picture, there's Hector Nembutal. He's a very boring actor. He made people drowsy. Sparklet's Siphon is in this one. Madame Helene Blavatsky, as she was at the time. She was a recovering theosophist. Now, Swampy Stubbs, the fat blues singer, is in this one. Gay Edgar Hoover is in it. Rachel Profile. And finally, Molasses Hathaway. Not to be confused with your Uncle Mickey. Well, anyway, so here's the soundtrack of the Major Motion Picture, Chinaman's Chance, starring Flip the Frog with four G's in it.
Flip, 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 flip. Thank you.
that's going to wrap up the music. On today's Old Casual Radio Show, on WFMU, we heard Flip the Frog, that's Frog with four G's. And Chinaman's Chance, it was the soundtrack of the major motion picture. And Ed Keller, Sisters and Lynch, with the Gene Goldkant Orchestra, and they sang Sunday. So look, next week, on the Old Casual Radio Show, I'm promised that I would review the duck and cover protocols. So we'll go over that as part of the program next week. And also, reminder, there's supposed to be tomorrow that I'm supposed to phone in on my phone. You can call me if you want. You know my phone number. I give it on the radio all the time. I'm not doing it again. I told you to write it down with a pencil. Anyway, tomorrow night I'm supposed to phone in to the Fuzzy Glove Hour and talk to a child and station manager Ken. I don't know what time or what we're going to talk about. They told me to do it, and they paid me. That's right. They gave me money. I got the check in advance. Cashed it already. Yes, sir. So I'll be on tomorrow night at some point on the Fuzzy Glove Hour. And then I'll be back next week. This is Courtney the Old Codger on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Thank you.